We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Haxby, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held December 1st, 2021. Approve all claims through December 15th, 2021 in the amount of $2,588,438.86. Accept claim number 21120179 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $4,592. And claim number 21120189 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $3,159.14 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of November 2021. Approve Sheriff's Distress Warrant Report. Approve Utility Permit Number 1230 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will start at Damaged Pedestal 9240I, located just west of Residence 17540. They'll replace the pedestal and then plow a new line going east to 176th Road along roadway in North Ditch. Once at intersection of 176th and Apple Road, Windstream will then bore a 2-inch diameter by 60-inch deep line under Apple Road to pedestal number 919OJ in the South Greater Ditch. Windstream will then pick up all temporary cable laid over a year ago. This is located in the southeast quarter section of 2 and northeast quarter section of 11, Township 6 North, Range 8 East of Adams Township.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion? I will say on the dollar amount on the claims, which will come up again later, that's about half of that is just an internal transfer, but it still shows as claims, I think $1.1 million or so. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 21120178 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $4,592.00.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 21120188 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $3,159.14. This brings the total amount of claims approved through December 15th, 2021 to $2,596,190. This is a company that I work for.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Haxby. Any discussion? Please vote. Four in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any item. It's not on the agenda later. Would you give us your name and address for the record, please, sir?
My name is Daryl Jand. I live at 5173 Highway 43 in Adams.
Could you repeat your name once?
Daryl Janda. I want to voice my opinion on these truck drivers and their engine brakes coming down the hill. I'd like to see something done about it. You know, my understanding is the county board could adopt a special ordinance right around that ethanol plant, you know. And there is no ordinance for an engine braking sign in Gage County. And they're always telling me the city's in charge of the road out there. And so they voted on it, put up the sign and everything. Then the sheriff took it down, you know. And they got the sign over there. They moved over by the nursing home because all the truck drivers are bothering the residents of the nursing home. They put it on the edge of town. I think something should be done there coming down the hill, all that traffic from the ethanol plant. I mean, it's a constant annoyance all the time. You know, what am I supposed to do? You know, relocate and move because of it, you know?
We can't have conversation back and forth on public comment.
All right.
you don't live on the ethanol road, though, on 134th. You live over on Highway 43?
Yes. The first house up Highway 43 there.
I would recommend talking to the state. The city of Adams doesn't have any control over that, and neither does the county. That's a state highway.
Well, they changed part of that over by Lincoln, I think. I'm not so sure it's even a state highway anymore. Last January, they changed something there on 148th Street or something there.
Mark, our superintendent here, our street superintendent, our highway superintendent's here. He'd be able to put you in contact with the right person or perhaps be able to visit with him and see. But like I say, we can't really discuss any of this other than I can steer you on to Mark, and he's right here in the black shirt. But okay. I believe that's going to be a state highway issue because we talked about this a few years ago.
The DOT told me also it's not totally true that you can't have engine braking signs on state highways.
I wouldn't trust the DOT.
Yeah, well. So I need to...
I would suggest talking to Mark, and he should be able to steer you the right direction. He'll be able to find that out.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. Anyone else for public comment?
Gerald or Daryl?
I thought it was Gerald. Sir, was your name Gerald?
Daryl.
Daryl, I'm sorry. Good thing you asked.
I put the wrong name down.
All right, on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
During our committee reports, we did bring up the fire alarm did go off. It would be Sunday night, early Monday morning, and the reason for that was because there's a malfunction in the sprinkler system. It was a very simple little issue that turned into a big deal. It was a breaker that was for the air compressor and that keeps the flapper down on the dry system. Well, that gave way. That's supposed to have 25 pounds pressure, and it dropped enough to where the flapper went up, and it released water up into the pipes, but no damage or anything like that. So I am going to talk to you.
The sprinklers didn't come on, right?
No, they did not. That would feed the sprinklers. The piping that goes up into the attic, and so it'd be like the courtrooms and fourth floor ceilings. So, but I'm going to talk to the sprinkler, fire alarm system. I wish that it would be set up. I thought it was where it would give you a trouble alert if there was low air pressure on that. So I'm going to check with them and just see, because it went directly from being okay to a fire alarm. So the only damage we have will be a bill from Midwest Sprinkler. They had to come down and drain the system and reinstall the flapper seated down in there. So
the good thing is we had a tremendous response from everybody who really wanted to be here and cared. That was a good thing, isn't it, Dave?
Yes. Yes. So usually I do keep an eye on those gauges. That's always
Mark, take it outside into the...
Supposed to be 25 pounds on that gauge, and I do check that often, but I was gone last week, and when I did come back on Sunday, but I didn't check it on Sunday, so... So I'm even thinking of possibly just checking to see if maybe I should have somebody change out the breaker also. I don't know if that breaker's getting soft or not.
Changes.
It'd be kind of good peace of mind to make sure it's not a breaker issue. So, and I took down the flags for today, the American flag and the others, just as a safety precaution. We don't need to have a rope break or anything on our flagpole. And last thing is I talked to Mark at the Highway Department. The gentleman that bought the towers is coming today at around noon time. So he will pick him up. He said he had a low boy because we talked about the wind and he didn't think he'd have any issues with it. So he's coming from Promise City, Iowa to pick him up. So it'd be good to get those finally out of the Highway Department yard.
So we don't get to sell them again, huh?
No, well, unless he doesn't make it.
That'd be a good thing.
And that's all I had.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Stay safe in this wind.
Equalization?
Nothing new.
Finance and Insurance, Ms. Axby.
Beatrice Public Schools MAPS Community-Based Juvenile Grants, $13,238.73. City of Beatrice Quarterly EMS, $62,557. The $1.1 million transfer that was to the sinking fund. Standard appraisal services, appraisal maintenance pickup work, $11,295.50. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $35,019.02. Rock On Incorporated, Hauling Material, $19,765.29. Sapp Brothers Fuel, $17,164.75. The City of Beatrice Kayak Launch River Access Grant, $30,000. First Wireless Motorola Turbo Radio System, $17,398.11. And Pavers, which is the final for the overlays, is $855,981.75.
And that'll be the final payment on the mill overlay projects for this year, which would consist of Holmesville South, Pickerel West, and First Road from Beatrice North to the curve. Anything else for finance and insurance? Seeing none, Scott will take a veteran service update. This is something we've added to our agenda, and we've really appreciated you giving us updates periodically.
Yep, no problem. Thank you. We held our County Veteran Service Committee meeting on December 9th. We had no Nebraska aid funds or county veteran aid funds this quarter again. Next quarter we will have a county one. It's sort of being worked right now. The state sent out a graphic distribution of expenditure spreadsheet, and it showed that Gage County reported 1,061 veterans receiving VA benefits. On the compensation and pension category, the average annual payment was $7,279 per veteran. And overall, in the overall, where they add in the education and some other items like that, it was $13,781 per veteran, and that was for FY 2020. We had 11 deceased veterans this quarter. The Avenue, we had a Veterans Day program at the high school that went really good, real nice program. We put out the Avenue of Flags for Veterans Day, and they put out the new weather, all-weather flags at the Veterans Park, and then we used the cotton ones around the courthouse. We did bend a couple poles because of the wind that day. But they've met their goal. The American Legion met their goal for the flags. So they're still taking donations, and so they can have money to repair flags or replace flags and poles and just do the maintenance on this stuff. But they have met their goal, so that's good. So and then there was a LB 261 that changed the criteria for the metal grave markers in the cemeteries. And the counties, they purchased these for the cemeteries. And the big takeaway is that the Reserve and the National Guard that did not serve during a period of war, they can now receive these. And it goes back to like 1973, so I don't know how many extra we're going to have to purchase. So that's just another thing coming down. Working with the county attorney and the sheriff's department with the VRSS program. I guess Friday at 10 o'clock we have a little get-together with some folks from Lincoln. And it's a system where they get incarcerated, a veteran, it's a reporting thing, and then the VA will be able to see that we have a veteran incarcerated, so they can get them treatment or help them with attorneys or whatever. So, and then also I was talking with the county attorney, visiting with Roger about veterans court, trying to get veterans court in Gage County. Hopefully that'll work. We'll see. There's Grand Island, Hall County, Lancaster County, and I think it's Saunders County. They have it right now. So that's just something I want to try and look at, see if we can get that going in Gage County. And today we'll visit with the newspaper. I'm going to do an article on the van, really hurting on van drivers. Right now I have 4 van drivers, 2 are out of state and on vacation, and 2 are sick. So I don't have any drivers right now. So we're going to try and advertise in the paper for drivers. I got one of my riders, one of my veterans that ride, and then one of my former drivers is going to come in and help do the newspaper article. And I do want to thank the newspaper, Beatrice Daily Sun, for the article that they did on the Buddy Check. They did a really, really nice article on that for us. Buddy Check's going really good right now. So that's all I got. That's depending on your questions, that's all I got.
Are we increasing or decreasing in our number of veterans in the county?
It showed from FY 2020, we were down like 5 veterans.
Fairly stable then.
Yeah, so I think we'll start coming back up. I think this buddy check thing, they're starting to come out of the woodwork, some of the veterans, and so I think we're going to get a few more veterans.
Good. Any other questions for Scott? If not,
I would say you can work with Quibi also, as well as the newspaper, on helping to expose that.
Yep, I've worked with them a couple of times on things, sir.
Okay, good. They're excellent.
Do you like to be volunteered? If you're going to place it on file.
Do we need a copy of it then? Could we have a copy of your... Can we have a copy of what you kind of went over with us, Scott? And I'd ask for a motion to put the veterans report on file.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please vote. Oops. 5 in favor. Motion carries. I didn't think we ever voted to put those on file.
But you want to use it for one more,
No, I was gonna turn it over to him for our veterans' honor at 9:00.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
You were wanting to put it on file, not to say we need it.
Well, we're as official as it gets now, Scott.
Okay.
But I'll turn it over to you for our veterans' honor, if you want to.
Sure.
Get started and do introductions and everything.
I'd like to invite Steve Calkins. Steve enlisted in the United States Navy November 3rd, 1966. He served in the Navy until March 24th, 1970, when he received the honorable discharge. He earned the Republic of Vietnam Campaign Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, Vietnam Service Medal with 1 Bronze Star, and the Navy Unit Commendation Medal. And I personally want to thank Steve for his service and volunteer work he does for the local veterans as the quartermaster for VFW 1077 and the District 6 VFW commander for the state of Nebraska. And with that, Steve, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
You have any items or memories or anything you'd like to go over with us, or things you're doing currently?
Right now, I'm with the VFW district. I've been there for 12 years. We have not been able to get any to replace me. Nobody wants the job. So I'm coming up for re-election again this year. So it's one of those games where you got to find a young veteran. I'm 74 years old now. I served when I was
18, 19 years old in Vietnam. I served mostly in Vietnam. I was with the CB unit. I went over, when I first went in the Navy, I was on an ammunition carrier. And we re-apped all the different ships on the coast of Vietnam. And then my commander came around one day and says, you and you and you are going to be on shore. So they sent me to truck driving school. Then after that, I was in Vietnam. And this officer came around and wanted to know if I knew how to type. I said, yes, sir. He put me with the CB unit. I was a bosun's mate. So I went off the boats, and I went into the CBs, and I became a construction mechanic. So I served in China Beach, Da Nang, South Vietnam. And it ain't like the one on TV. So that's my experience with the Navy.
Well, we have something for you here. We appreciate your service, and we're glad that we do retain some of our veterans here in Gage County. It may not be that no one else will serve. It may be they think you're doing a very good job.
Well, I think so.
The VFW. So we thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Mr. Dorn has something for you here.
On behalf of the county, we appreciate your service. We'd like to have this appreciation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I wish you luck in your reelection, too.
Yeah. It'll be a throwover.
Whichever way you want to go, I wish you luck.
I have 13 posts under my belt. I take care of the whole southeast corner of Nebraska.
Thank you very much for that.
All the way to Highway 80. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully you get what you want in this next election.
So my wife would like to see me get retired.
You ought to remember that she's in charge. She's your real boss.
Yes.
Back to committee reports, human relations, employee relations. I don't think we really had anything for that this week. Law enforcement and emergency management. We did have some items, and we'll probably have an update from Lisa there. So nice of you to be here, Sheriff.
Well, thank you. Let me go in front of Lisa for a change. That's nice. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Just four or five things. Shop the Cop is kicking off tomorrow in the afternoon, so we're gearing up for that, and hopefully that'll be a good turnout and a lot of fun for everybody. Deputy Nissen graduated last Thursday. He's back on the road now doing his 12-week FTO program with us, so it's good to have everybody back, and hopefully he gets trained up and we'll be back to full force for a while anyway. I went down to Weimar City Council about 2 weeks ago and spoke to them regarding LB 51. I know they're trying to get some kind of committee set up to decide what they're going to do. They're doing the researching on that, so we'll see how that proceeds down the road. But they're fact-finding right now on that. And finally, I'm still working on the range. I've been discussing this with NERMA, and, of course, I knew some of the EPA things would come up. But we're going to just keep working through that process. We're getting updates on it. We'll keep you posted on it. So we'll probably at some point in time. I think Doug's going to try to go out this afternoon with a rangefinder and try to get an idea. We're trying to find a location to take the least amount of dirt work.
A rangefinder? To find the range?
I don't know. Yeah, real good. Yeah.
Somebody go out and stand there with a
target. This might be a real tough day to do that.
It could be.
They're predicting the wind.
Stand like this.
The sheriff's already asked for additional apples in his budget this year, too. Do you want to run over that with Gary real quick? We were talking about working with the city on this now. We had some conversations. It looks like it'll probably more than likely be where we're going to be looking for an additional range site instead of just having one with the city due to logistics and fees.
Are you aware of it? No.
Just talk afterwards.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Good morning. Let's see. About three things. Number one, today's our extreme weather situation, so we'll continue to watch that as the day progresses. The biggest concern, as we know, is the extreme dry conditions for fire hazard. And so our mutual aid, 3 and 33, 22, has also met, you know, and they've been in contact with each other with preparing, you know, rigs and so forth as we have extreme dry conditions and then, you know, ignitants and fuel sources out there. So, but, yeah, fire departments, rescue, all of that have, you know, double-checked their rigs and so forth. So as we move through the day, we were actually on air this morning with precautionary measures with KWBE. But we just encourage everybody that to be cautious about what they're doing. Obviously, schools have taken some action in our area, which is, you know, for their students' safety is important, too. So moving on, we also last night met as the zoning administration and the commission did, and we will be advancing to you guys the recommendation on the 14th, or excuse me, on the 12th, right, Don, I think. So not your next meeting because of the holidays, but on the 12th you will be hearing the recommendation for the commercial agriculture business being applied for by the Farmers Co-op. And then also here this morning we'll be assisting, our agency will be assisting Public Health Solutions with the vaccination clinic out at Southeast Community College for a couple hours. So that is still on as planned. So questions? Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And there was no opposition for the commercial ag?
There was not.
Proposal.
Nope. Nope. Traffic counts, overall analysis on intersections and so forth, accidents reports had been analyzed by the commission. And additional information was provided on how many rigs and tonnage and so forth would be expected to haul out. So,
one other quick thing. You guys did touch on solar.
We did.
Any progress or any just real rough update on that?
So we just basically needed to go through our last draft, and then we worked with Jacob, our appointee from the county attorney's office, who has some ideas. We are evaluating it. We actually are going to reach out to Lancaster County, who just approved a commercial solar project there to look at that application to make sure that we're kind of covering all those merits that we need to. But those conversations have begun, but we don't have a time limit set on it. We have goals, but we don't have a time limit.
How are we doing on numbers on COVID?
Unfortunately, I don't have an exact count. I do know our community was hit again as of yesterday, a loss of life due to COVID. So, unfortunately, those things are going to continue to happen for our community. We just have to give everyone the avenue of knowing that if vaccinations are something that they want to move forward to, that they're available, and then, again, reaching out to them and asking them those concerns be addressed with their doctors of what's best for them. So
I think we need to let people know, too, that when they go into public places, they need to put on a mask. I go into a grocery store or somewhere, and two-thirds of the people aren't wearing masks or don't care about being close to somebody. We need to get more information to people about how dangerous they can be.
If somebody wants to get a shot, mm-hmm. do they have to wait and talk to their doctor, or what would you recommend if they would want to get a vaccination?
As of today, you can walk in. There's no doctor's referrals or anything needed. You have options of all vaccines are being offered either as first time, second time, or as a booster. So I just encourage everyone to make the best decision that's best for them, but certainly take into consideration if they haven't been vaccinated that, you know, they protect others too around them. So do mask. So if you can't practice 6-foot social distancing. So, all right.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Road and Bridge, Mr. Dorn. I'd sneak up on you.
Dirk, who did some shouldering on the Holmesville Road? You had about a mile left. Worked on equipment and bladed Philly route. The asphalt crew did some crack sealing on PWF. I don't know where the grain bin road is.
I believe that's that one that's kind of the jumper between Holmesville and Blue Springs there.
Okay.
South of Weimar, the blacktop going to Barnston, a 2-mile stretch.
Okay. And the bridge crew did some repair work on a wall at Blakely County Township and on the Nema Hall wing wall and bridge repair. And then had to permit for Windstream in Adams Township. That's it.
They also had the CDL info that Eric really enjoyed.
Well, yeah, we had the update that we're going to have the nonsense from the DOT where now they're going to have a class. We're already short on truck drivers throughout the country. And thanks to the brilliance of the federal government, we're going to have a bunch of additional stipulations and requirements on people trying to work.
Did you look into that anymore?
I didn't.
I'm not for certain that it's this is actually the way it is, but I was told that in order to add endorsements, you have to go through a class also.
What?
I did stop down and talk to the DMV. They said they're not going to be able to give driving tests. It doesn't sound like anymore either. So one more wonderful thing where the federal government starts.
So it's not actually a supply issue. It's a stupid issue.
Well, hear Joe Biden say he's going to try to help with supply chain issues. He ought to be.
Could you express yourself, Emily?
Yeah, I think you got my gist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they talk about supply chain issues at the federal level.
Hey, Lisa.
And then we have this kind of nonsense. I don't know who is making these poor decisions, but it's so ridiculous. It almost makes a person sick. Before I get really worked up, we're going to move on to approve or disapprove 2023 Community-Based Juvenile Service Aid, CB Grant Application, and EB Grant Application, and authorize chairman to sign. Is this the same one that we're working under now?
No. This is a two-year grant cycle, and we're working on number one right now, year one. And this is what comes, we'll start July 1, so the next fiscal year.
It's the same juvenile justice.
Yeah.
Just the second half of it?
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
Anything new or?
Yep. Some things are the same. H. County Juvenile Diversion, that's myself and my person that helps me. We have 28,678. Actually, I should go back a little bit. They have taken us this year from H. County was allotted 46,000 something last year, and this year we're allotted 44,859. So we had to make a few cuts somewhere.
Could you say that again? Last year you were awarded 46,000,
uh-huh.
And this year it's 4,000?
44,000.
I'm sorry, 44,000.
Okay. A lot of difference.
Yeah, 44,859. I can't even explain why the drop is, but there's a long email about it, so I can forward that to you if you're interested in why we're receiving less. Every county receives less. It's just how they budget. So, like I mentioned, we have 28,678 in the juvenile diversion. We have a family support program where families can, it's not used very often, but families can request someone to come into their home, maybe help with a teenager that they're having trouble with, anything from 11 to 18. And we have a few kids and a few families that take advantage of that. They can be kids on diversion, probation, or just last summer I had a kid who was just in the home. The parent called me, and apparently they had some contact with law enforcement but was not cited, but she just didn't know. He had some severe mental health problems, and she didn't know how to handle it, so we put family support in there till they could get more in-depth family counseling program going and work for the time it helped those families, that family in the time that they needed it.
Are you seeing positive results generally with the people you work with?
Depends on the day that you ask me, Denny.
Okay. I'll be careful not to ask that question
okay.
again.
Today is a good day. No. I'm some we have that turn around in diversion and some don't.
I think it's such a positive program, and if we can get people to keep going after we get them out of the program, and that's what I worry about. And the families, when they go, kids go back home and they have a mess.
Yeah.
And yeah. But you do a wonderful job, and I want us to be successful.
Thank you, Denny. We have $6,000 in alternatives to detention. That's $2,000 each on electronic monitoring, tracking, or what they call coaching now, community coaching, and $2,000 in that family support. And those are kids that are cited. They're not adjudicated yet. This would be so they don't have to go to detention in Lincoln, or if we can find a place there, or Omaha, or wherever. Not every kid is appropriate for this service, for these services, but we do what we can when we can to save. Because I think it's like $300 and some a night when the kid goes to detention. So it's extreme.
Christina, with this grant, this basically keeps Gage County from paying anything for this program, correct?
Correct.
This
is, there used to be a match. There used, I want to, not anything. There, it covers some of our programs, but covers some of what I do. But there will be another in the new fiscal year. I will request some support because the grant writing and the backbone support agency, they have limited the amount of money that I can ask for that. That used to be a $26,000 piece, and now we're down to a little over $4,500.
So there's going to be a shortfall this year, this coming year?
Right now we're making up for that with diversion fees and things like that, so but we can see where that goes.
Please, when it gets closer, maybe in March, somewhere in that time frame, if you and the county attorney could talk to Dawn as budget comes up so we can make any adjustments, like on the diversion and stuff.
Sure. The last piece in there was the Whispering Acres Equine Assisted Learning. A couple of years ago when I wrote this, or last year when I wrote this, I had put in some money for the Resolution Center for victim offender mediations, and we've never used any of that money. So this year we have some kids that are willing to try the equine-assisted learning, and it's basically just using a horse as the teacher. And it's an evidence-based program. I'm certified in it, but we'll work with Whispering Acres. Just by Jansen there, Jill Kozelka, she's also part of Public Health Solutions, and it shows some promising effects with the kids. So I'm excited for that. That's the CB application. That's money that we're allotted, and usually they come back with some contingencies. The EB application is for $18,801, and that is our truancy program that we work with Roger on kids that refuse to go to school, and we have had pretty good success with that. All but one of the seven that we have served are doing well and going to school. A couple of them graduated midterm even, and we're seeing some success.
What's the penalty to the parents for the kids that aren't going to school?
Unfortunately, that's where most of the problem is.
Yeah. And the kids that we're serving right now, their parents really are trying hard. We have one 17-year-old girl that just refuses to go to school. And her parents work. They have to be out of the house by 5 o'clock in the morning. One works at Exmark, I think, and one works in Marysville. And she just won't get up. She won't go to school. She won't do anything. So that's and that the EB is a competitive grant. We're not guaranteed that money, but we make application and we'll see what happens. So,
is that
questions?
A single year?
Have you been working with Blue Valley Community Action as far as their program?
Yes, they're on our coalition list, and we just met with a person out of York who helps with housing.
Okay.
So yes, Eric, this is that fiscal year, the 22-23 fiscal year.
And I love the articles you write for the paper. They're wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Scott had mentioned the buddy check before. I was a part of that. I wrote part of it, and another Daily Sun writer, John, wrote at the other half. So that was a story I was happy to tell.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. To approve, authorizing chairman to sign the 2023 Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid CB grant and EB grant applications for the next fiscal year. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Thank you, Christina.
Thanks. I'll come down and get one copy is yours, one copy is mine. I'll come down and get one copy later on.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order? It's 9:27 instead of 11 o'clock.
I don't know if the Homestead has anything to say today or not, but we have Homestead representative. And
no, we thank everyone for coming. We thank you for your service. It's wonderful to be able to. We just talked about we haven't had a Veterans Honor for a short time, and the Veterans Honors are something we all really appreciate and like doing. So it's wonderful that we have one just a week after we talked about it, or a few days after we talked about it again.
Yes.
So,
and I see one young lady back here that's 8 or 9. I don't know if she wants to speak up or not. Apparently not.
We appreciate you all coming too. But all right, if there's nothing else for the good of the order, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 9:28.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Dorn to adjourn at 9:28 on the clock. Please vote. 5 in favor. We made it. We are adjourned at 9:28. Merry Christmas to everybody.